Chapter 12. The Old Way. Ram, you never answered my question. Why did you join the guard?
The PDF felt like a prison sentence more than a career. Sure, we had a duty and I did it, but I needed to choose my own path. I wanted to do something beyond what was expected.
I recognized the taste of Feth when fed it. You sound like Court McNeil. He could never stay in his own lane.
Court wasn't wrong. He was an overbearing, self-important scrote, but he wasn't wrong.
His sister wasn't so bad. Ram smiled.
You got lucky, didn't you?
Asher wanted to become a fashion model. She wanted me to be her bodyguard.
Now, who's not answering the question?
Things came apart fast. I can't touch my past.
Is that why you're Five instead of Parrot Kilhaven?
Mostly, yes. Five means something. It's a guidepost. It keeps me in my lane.
Colonel Kerp shared a missive passed down from Primaris Rovira. War Master Materio knows the name Five and personally approved your deployment into the war zone around Gaul.
What does that mean?
Either they know what they've got and fear you, or they don't know and want to find out.
The F Company cleansing station fielded its own squad of Ogryn, led by Captain Finn. He hadn't mentioned that he was an officer, and he didn't come alone. About to erupt, the firehead had me pinned against a plascrete wall.
Why are you here? Why are you hiding? Why are you alive?
The tracks of blood had been scrubbed from her cheeks and her hair smelled of antiseptic, making her seem whole. My hands still shook and my eyes wavered. I'd hoped to pull myself together before anyone I cared for arrived and got a good look at the cost of surviving Tertius. I replied with a half-truth, Inquisitor's business, like that was going to work with Keegan.
Then why did you send for Captain Finn?
I need his protection. I glanced down at her clenched fists as I spoke.
You?
I was cut off, tapped out, dead. It takes time to make a comeback.
You don't look dead.
I got better. I'd consumed buckets of warp energy in the past 12 hours, desperately refilling my reserve. Was it safe? Probably not. An overload of chaotic intelligence could make one insane. But I didn't have the time for vulnerability. Not in the middle of a war. Not on either side of the front lines. I stared into Keegan's eyes and breathed in her musky scent beneath the smell of soap. I brushed back a wayward lock of her auburn hair and caressed the tiny scars on the back of her neck. She whispered,
What are you doing?
Trying to remember where we were before I came apart. At my point of departure, our newfound connection had disintegrated in my mind. It had been the last thing to go, and I would do anything to bring it back. Keegan pushed my hand away.
You came apart? I don't believe it.
Warrant Green arrived at that moment, stepping in to hand me a special pair of medicuffs.
They're recharged and good as new.
I was tired of having a machine to lean on, so I handed the rare device to Keegan. Here, check their logs if you want. Keep them for next time. She checked my eyes one more time. Keegan wasn't a seer. But anyone could read the truth if they had the courage to see it. She pocketed the medicuffs without a further glance and planted a tentative kiss on my mouth. Our first.
You'll have to do better than that. Five's a bit slow.
My diminutive partner had come out of the cleansing station smelling brand new. The shirt she wore reached down to her ankles. The power of six held sway, and Keegan complied, using the wall behind me for leverage. I did my best to create a memory better than the last. Lizzie squawked her approval.
Sheesh, get a room.
That idea was quickly becoming tops on my list. Six, meet Keegan Bast. Miss Bast, Captain Finn, please meet Miss Alicia Alibrand, a daughter of the late Lord Alibrand. I was breaking the rules by sharing that detail, but you had to trust someone sometime. Keegan grasped my hair, saying,
That's Warrant Bast to you.
Five, she's kind of bossy. I like her already.
Lizzie, that makes two of us. I snuck in one last kiss, nipping at Keegan's lip. That small admission went a long way to easing the tension in Keegan's eyes. She gathered a deep breath, letting go of my hair, and didn't leave my side for the rest of the day. I'd known her for less than a day in the deepest, darkest place imaginable. The medicuffs had played their part as usual, but so had Keegan Bast. A bond had formed between us on that hellish run through Tertius, a sharing of souls that pulled us back from the brink. Someone had been sleeping on my assigned cot. Keegan Bast had moved into the Warrant Savant's quarters at Divisional HQ and taken over the lead position for a headless set of arcs. It was right and wrong at the same time. Primaris Rovira was gone. She'd been shipped north to bolster the counteroffensive in Jessamine. The Imperial Guard wasn't going to waste her talents on Gaul when they could be winning the war elsewhere. I couldn't argue with the logic, but I wouldn't forgive the Primaris for not saying goodbye. She'd known her fate, but had left the theater not knowing mine. Captain Finn requisitioned a cot fit for an O'Grin and assigned two of his commandos to guard Keegan's quarters. I made the mistake of saying our quarters only once, and Finn acted as Lizzie's permanent bodyguard whenever she was up and about. It would also keep the huge O'Grin in sight of Keegan, and I think that was the point. Finn had adopted Warrant Savant Bast like Lord Mantisera had in the Underhive. The O'Grin seemed to care for her well-being beyond the war outside, and I wholly approved. The deluxe cot easily fit two psykers and a cold, skinny third that wouldn't sleep on her own. While I'd craved a full supply of warp energy, Lizzie craved physical connection. The months of terror and isolation would have done anyone in, and I had to wonder about the long-term effects of her ordeal. After another restless night, it was finally time to leverage my new chain of command. Keegan and I headed to the Fulcrum Legion's HQ section for a meeting with Colonel Kerp, the commander of 1st Division. Arriving at 0600 Terran Standard Time, we were catching a shift change at the command level. Rotational days on Aegea V were slightly longer than Terra, and at times the night shift served in broad daylight. When underground or within the confines of the Hive City, light cycles matched Terra to the minute, and the guard did its best to match them too. There wasn't anything unusual with Warrant Bast's request to meet with the division's staff. She was the ranking savant and brand new to her position within 1st Division. The O'Grin captain remained behind with Lizzie, but the presence of Keegan's second set off all sorts of warning bells, ruining the colonel's plans for a quick meeting and a long nap. Major Kilhaven soon arrived in the HQ's meeting room, followed by the Legion's overall commander, General McMartin. Two from Finn's O'Grin commando company took positions outside the door. We sat in the chairs offered, and nobody knew where to begin. I nudged Warrant Bast, letting her know it was her turn. She already knew what I wanted out of the meeting, if not why.
Colonel, I'm here to report the return of our platoon's funnel. He tapped out in Tertius while creating a diversion that allowed House Alibrand to escape. He made his way back to our lines the night before last.
He's been here for a full day, and we're only finding out now.
I only found out 8 hours ago. He's still recovering from the ordeal.
Did he report to the Medicaid?
No.
Major Ramsey asked the right question first.
Warrant Bast, when you say tapped out, what does that mean?
It's a psyker term. Five expended all of his energy and died.
The colonel chuckled.
Warrant Bast, he's not a ghost.
Keegan pulled out the medicuffs and scrolled through the logs. I knew she had to look. She handed the device to the colonel.
A ghost would have had more energy than he did at that moment. He'd completely flatlined.
She lifted her chin, showing indignation to me more than anyone else. How dare I? General McMartin examined the medicuffs and took over.
Five, welcome back. Please tell us what happened after that.
A gang of ex-arbiters wrapped me up and sold me to the traitor guard commander that controls Tertius, a man named Mershod. But a funny thing happened on the way to the exchange. My astral form got there first, and they all dropped dead.
General Mershod leads the Yorkin Cavaliers. Are you sure it was him?
I snapped my fingers as I answered, Led. I read it off his badge as I stopped his heart. That was probably a mistake on my part. A big mistake. McMartin shifted in his seat and his tone grew colder.
And then what?
I was too weak to escape the city, so I continued my mission, searching for Lord Alibrand and the key to Gaul's critical systems.
Did you find him?
What was left of him. The High Temple of the Ecclesiarchy in Sector 80A was desecrated. Alibrand was on the altar. I placed a dehydrated eyeball on the table in front of me. The general ignored the evidence. He'd seen enough.
Did he have the engineering key?
No. I didn't offer any hints. Did Lady Alibrand and her brood make it here safely?
There was nothing safe about their journey, according to Junior Commissar Passingen. But yes, they arrived and are under the care of Lord Governor Barthel.
And here I surprised everyone. Commissar Passingen was solid the whole way, not an argument or a whimper. And I can't say enough about Warrant Bast or Captain Finn's commando company. Nobody would have made it out without them.
Warrant Bast gave us a report. lacking certain details but still clear enough concerning everyone's contributions and the fact that you'd sacrificed yourself to get them clear. To be perfectly frank, I thought it was Feth. You were cut off when the Primaris shipped out. As a funnel without access to their arcs, you didn't have the means to do what you did, and now we know it.
The general flicked his finger, shooting the dried eye across the table and onto the floor.
I've got thousands of those lying around outside our lines. That you picked one up on the way in means nothing.
Definitely a huge mistake. General McMartin hadn't read my file. That was Primaris Rovira's job, but she could have said something to the Fulcrum Legion's commander on the way out. I stood and collected Alibrand's eye, pocketing the heirloom for later. The meeting was over as far as I was concerned, but not the war. The holder of the division's chain wouldn't let go.
Where do you think you're going?
To finish my mission.
You will remain within the bounds of 1st Division and join in the next fight. That is an order.
No, I wouldn't be thanking Primaris Rovira anytime soon, but Inquisitor Agrimont was another story. I walked out the door. Lizzie needs something to wear. We're going into the city. I'm bringing Finn. Sure, I sounded pissed, but I wouldn't lie to Keegan.
What if an attack happens while you're gone?
Tell them I'm out scavenging eyeballs or have them check the Medicaid.
Five, wait. You're forgetting where you are.
A familiar voice stalked up behind us.
Do you need me to remind him?
I caught the punch on my shield. A love tap in Kane's repertoire. It helped to top me off. It's good to see you too, Kane. How's Tempe?
Ask her yourself if you're brave enough.
Kane was only the messenger. I'd seen far scarier things in the past few days, but the thought of facing my arcs froze me in place. Assuming they'd be under the guidance of a legendary Psyker Lord, I'd left them behind without any worries and done what needed doing. None of that put paid to Tempe Azar's expression as she approached with the rest of my Psykers. Beyond the looks of anger and confusion was a robust mix of fear and sadness. They'd come along because of me and been hung out to dry. I braced myself for the impact. Hello, Tempe. Good to see you.
Hello, Tempe. That's all you've got?
My arc lid was shattered. Her response leaked out when it should have boomed. I counted heads and came up one short. Tempe, where's Rasa?
She caught a sniper's round during the last attack. A ricochet off of our shields.
Meaning?
She didn't have enough to stop it herself.
At that, Tempe's face cratered in on itself. She turned and buried it in Vidal's chest. Rasa had been Tempe's best friend for the past 2 years. She'd been the closest thing anyone here had to family. Kane spoke up.
It wasn't a sniper. We were running low, but our tactical shields could handle a hot-shotted round. The bolt came straight through. It was something else.
Like what?
It reminded me of Starfire. Could the cultists have a force weapon?
I turned to Keegan. Warrant Bast, any guesses?
It could have been Lucian Cano, the rogue Primaris. He wields a force sword.
A Primaris without any supporting arcs would fall back on their force weapon to amplify their power. It was a cold-blooded waste all around. Kane, was it quick?
For Rasa, yes, but for the rest of us, you can answer that one yourself.
Maybe after the war. Remembering where I was, I took a deep breath. You've all met Warrant Bast? Heads nodded. Keegan is the senior Warrant Savant. She'll be leading us on a pilgrimage to the High Temple this morning in remembrance of Rasa. It's in the Upper Hive, and if we're lucky, we'll meet the Governor himself. If anything, the air would be brighter and cleaner. It would be a good distraction from the dimly lit pain of our group's first loss.
Will we even be allowed into the city?
Said Kane.
The division remains on alert.
We won't be gone long, and besides, I'd like to see them try to stop our escort. 10 Ogryn commandos, led by Captain Finn, marched straight through the Imperial Guard checkpoints and into Gaul Primus. That he was carrying a waifish 5-year-old girl didn't diminish his menace one bit. The Psyker arm marched in their midst as one unit and skated by without question. If you looked official enough and hid behind 8-foot-tall combatants, nobody would mess with your morning. We picked a central lift in Ground Zero and let Lizzie do the honors. The upper hive levels were off-limits to most, but her biometric ID was that of a noble house scion. Dressed for a lower hive orphanage, she had access to places that most of us could only dream of. The hive cities of Gaul were originally constructed as clones of a single design. The Temple of the Ecclesiarchy in Sector 80A matched the other hives in size and location, but lacked the rancid stench of blood and corruption. It was immaculate and well lit, and we didn't dare go inside the main hall. Instead, we stood on the steps leading up to the massive temple's front door and enjoyed the view.
Why are we here?
Said Tempe. As a child of the lower hive, she was utterly uncomfortable in the strange surroundings. Real light streamed in through shields and filters to illuminate the vast compound. That alone would have spooked anyone used to the artificial sunlight that's piped in below ground level. I wasn't here when Rasa died. I want to show you why. Captain Finn, please form a friendly perimeter. Arcs up. We're going to do this the old way. Six, are you ready to leave your mark? Lizzie dropped from Finn's grasp.
What's the old way?
The inside of a lightning bolt. I took her tiny hand and extended my personal shield around the two of us. Tempe and Kane, please do the honors. Kane spoke for all of them.
Why the old way? Haven't we drawn enough attention already?
We'd accumulated our own escort of temple guards, and I knew this would eventually get back to General McMartin. Fethim. Kane, after Primaris Rovira left, they cut me off from the net. Until things were rectified, I would be following my own rules. The Hereticus badge in my pocket said so. Four bright white bioelectric streams coated my shield, feeding the funnel inside me. Keegan joined in with her fire. Barring any interruptions, Kane's Ark built a tactical shield around everyone, and I co-opted it, making it stronger and smarter. The surrounding area became dead silent. Finally, my hands stopped shaking. Together, Lizzie and I wrote our names on the temple's clean steps. It took all of 2 seconds, but we held our breath longer for effect and the chance to enjoy the flow. Thinking of Rasa, I sent a rush of fresh silver energy into our glyphs and hoped it found her in the Sea of Souls. Our names glowed on their own, and I signaled that the rite was complete.
VVI, what is that?
Said Tempe.
Our names. He's 5 and I'm 6, but don't tell anyone, it's a secret.
Lizzie took ownership of anyone that thought to engage her, and Tempe was no exception. She nodded sagely to the little girl's pronouncement and took a step back to admire the scene. The glow of our names crept up the steps, lighting the temple's main portal with a lustrous halo. A beacon had been born. It was the proper place for a psyker to knock, and I felt certain any one of us could find it in the end. An ornately dressed official approached our gathering.
What are you doing here?
I replied, we're basking in the Emperor's light and remembering our fallen.
There are temples nearer the front lines, are there not?
Yet none so high or mighty, none whose light is so easily seen.
What is your name?
5.
5?
Yes, and if anyone asks, we were never here. Good luck with that. We scurried out of the compound. As directed, Lizzie thumbed the nearest lift's activation sensor.
Alizia Alibrand, 86A.
We were heading into the Overhive in search of the Alibrand family. We'd made a donation to the cult of the Emperor, and I planned on making one more before heading back to the trenches. It was time for Lizzie to join her family.
Silva, what are we doing?
Tempe was beginning to sweat as the lift car rose. We were treading in a space off limits to all but a chosen few, but I had a mission to complete. The governor was obviously running late for our meeting. This will only take a minute.